You're streaming bilingual sounds 88.5 KCSN HD3 and KSBR HD3 Mission Viejo. We are a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio, streaming worldwide at bilingualsounds.org.
Friends, welcome to Bilingual Sound, support your local scene. I am your host, Carissa Kelly. Hey, hi, hello. And I'm here to take you through the best and the brightest of what the LA music scene has to offer. Every week, we'll showcase a local artist that has caught our eyes and our ears, play some of their material, and let them tell you in their own words what they're all about. And this week, we have the one and the only Fernando Perdomo in studio with us. How are you today?
Fabulous. Hi, Carissa. How are you doing?
I'm good.
It's nice and hot out. I think the summer has officially arrived.
It has.
The summer simmer.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's a scorcher.
It's going to be crazy, especially up here in Northridge. I used to live in Reseda, and let's just say that I was an air-conditioned gypsy. It was, don't care about pollution. I'm an air-conditioned gypsy. That's my solution. Good old Dahoo. What's going on?
So first I'll have you preface by introducing yourself and your journey as an artist so far. And you do have something in common with a lot of the artists that I interview here, which is you're a transplant. You're from Miami originally.
Yes, I'm originally from Miami Beach, Florida. I spent the first 31 years of my life over there. And if you're a musician in Miami, especially a rock musician, your two choices are either to play in cover bands or join the Latin scene. Mm. And that's what I did. I got discovered by a Colombian singer-songwriter who brought me into Gloria Estefan's studio.
Oh, wow.
And I started doing demos, playing on demos. And one of the demos got to a guy named Christian Castro. And they just took my guitar part off the demo, put it on the master, and it went to number one. And I ended up playing on his Amar Es album, went on tour all over the world, played for 60,000 people in Chile. And it was kind of like a, you know, put on some leather pants and be Slash. And he said, I'm Axl, you're Slash. I want you running around the stage. And it was a lot of fun. And then I started working with an artist named Paulina Rubio, another Mexican artist, and a few other Latin artists. But I kind of got burned out because I realized that I was not really a fan of the records I was playing on. They were very pasteurized Latin pop. And I'm really like a 60s, 70s, you know, retro guy. And I said, you know, I should give LA a try. After my mom passed away, I decided I was going to move out here for 5 years. Yeah. And now it's been 13. And I absolutely, 13 years. And I absolutely love it. It's been everything I ever wanted as a musician and everything I've ever been warned about. And about a year into my journey here in L.A., I got discovered by a guy named Andy Slater playing over at Cantor's in on Fairfax. It's a Jewish deli that has a kibitz room bar. And I got handpicked to be in a project called Echo in the Canyon with Jacob Dylan, which was a movie. It started off as an album, ended up becoming a movie. And in that project, it was a one-shot situation where I ended up working with Fiona Apple, Cat Power, Regina Spektor, Beck, Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, and then a couple old guys, Neil Young, Stephen Stills, Brian Wilson, Michelle Phillips from Mamas and the Papas. And it was an incredible journey because all of a sudden I was there playing with all these people that I've always respected and loved, with a lot of incredibly talented musicians also in the band. And I was the young kid. I was the youngest guy in the band. And, you know, it was an amazing, amazing experience. But then COVID happened, and that's right around the time the movie came out in Europe and Japan. And it did really well over there, but we couldn't tour it. So I don't think we ever got to fully realize the power of that movie. But it led to a lot of other work. And I've played in a bunch of bands in L.A. I've put out a bunch of records. But now my main thing is I tour with an artist named Marshall Crenshaw, who is a very cult cult classic artist from the 80s who played Buddy Holly in the movie La Bamba and wrote a couple of hits for the Gin Blossoms, but also had a few hits of his own in the 80s. And he's still sells out every show, pretty much. And it's been a dream gig for me because I consider him a Paul McCartney quality artist, because McCartney would be the ultimate gig, but he's had the same bands for about 25 years now. And I love playing for Marshall because he's one of my biggest songwriting and guitar influences, and I get to be his friend, which is really cool.
And it's so rewarding.
I love it. It's very rewarding, especially also still being the youngest guy in the band. So 44 years old. And I love the fact that I could play with people half my age and people twice my age, and I fit in both situations.
That's a wonderful way of looking at it, because I don't know, some people are just too hung up on like, you're too old, or you're too young to do this, that, or the other thing. But you're
one
just
of the
like,
best
it's music.
Things, one of the best things about the downfall of the music industry is ageism is no longer an issue. Mm. It used to be once you're 25, you're done. Once you're 27, you're done. Nobody wants to sign someone who's over 30. Mm. And now the gatekeepers are done. So it's whoever has something to say and something magical coming out of their music, no matter what age, no matter whether they have a record label behind them or whether they're broke. Because that's the beautiful thing about the internet now, is that people are discovering music sometimes that's just like Like, there's that guy Jesse Wells that everybody shares.
I love Jesse Wells.
And he's amazing. And he's one of those many artists that had a record deal that got dropped. He reinvented himself, picked up an acoustic guitar, went into the middle of nowhere, and wrote songs that people want to hear. And that's the greatest thing, because there's no longer a gatekeeper. Anybody could release an album. Anybody could record an album, release it the same day, and get a sale in Iceland, you know?
Yeah.
There's no longer gatekeepers. There's no longer record labels and tastemakers telling you what to listen to. People are on their own musical journey, which is really a great thing. And that's how a lot of people discover me, because I've never, you know, I don't have management. I don't have a label. I don't have a lot of money either. I'm just a session musician that runs a recording studio and, you know, produces people for a living. And that could be difficult too. But I love all the music I'm making, and that's the most important thing, because I always tell all my clients, it's two bank accounts. There's the one in your pocket and the one in your heart. And as long as the one in your heart is full, that's all that matters, really. Because, you know, I'll sell all my guitars if I have to, but I'd love doing this for a living and helping people make their songs happen, which is really, really, really great, you know.
That's
a cool thing.
A great outlook, and I think it's really interesting that you see sort of the musical egalitarianism of today as a net positive.
100%.
There's a lot of ways in which it can be overstimulating, because there's just an overwhelming amount of music to listen to. There isn't just what we hear on the radio, and thank God it's not that.
Well, that's the biggest issue, is that there's so much music that's being put out. How do you stand out?
Yeah.
But there's never been more people looking for music. Like, for example, NPR they're in the process now of announcing the winner of the Tiny Desk concert. My friends from Miami, this band called Brothers of Others, they have a project called World Island, and they just released a video where their song was the first half of the video, was their song and their performance. And these are people that are, you know, working class musicians with no machine behind them that just sent something they liked, you know? And that's the beautiful thing about it. There used to be a show called Star Search. And it's like, you know, I love the fact that people are in music discovery mode. And man, I've discovered so many people through Tiny Desk. I've discovered so many people through KEXP radio performances, you know? It's such a good thing. And everything over here at 88.5, I mean, you know, you guys play more more original local music than any other station, you know, and I love that. I love that about you guys, because I'll never forget this. The local station in University of Miami, they actually have a format.
Yeah.
And the format didn't match the music I was making, you know, so I really found it very disheartening that even the local station wouldn't play my music. And that's another reason why I left Miami. It's tough. It's also a party town, so you can't really play ballads in Miami.
You know,
it's all everybody's dancing. Everybody's
people just
want to
hear the
time.
Bangers.
People just want to hear the bangers. They just want to hear a local, you know, cover band play Uptown Funk for 45 minutes. And, you know, their singer-songwriters just only have a couple places to play. But there's thousands of places to play in L.A., which is really great, you know. I love it. It's still sort of like I feel very fortunate to be in a town that's alive like this, you know.
Yeah.
There's real stuff happening.
We'll get more into that, but I'm just so dazzled by your outlook on music and how emotionally and like mentally and spiritually rewarding it is for you to just do the art, because that's what it's really all about. But without further ado, you guys, we're going to get into a little bit of music here.
Ooh.
But this next one is called A-OK by our friends at Chanel and the Circus. You're supporting your local scene.
Say only five.
Instagram for free concert tickets. Bilingual Sounds on Instagram.
Dreams don't have the answer, and the time will never come. Maybe I was never making it. Maybe I was only faking it. Maybe dreams don't have the answer. Maybe I was never faking it. And dreams, they take a lot of time. And the time will always come.
Support Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3 by donating online at bilingualsounds.org.
Support for Bilingual Sounds Public Radio comes from Arroz & Fun, home of the Bolo Bao sandwich. Their Bolo Bao sandwiches are made with a Chinese pineapple bun. Two out of their four sandwiches have vegetarian options, such as their Bolo Breakfast, made with egg and cheese, or their Bolo Shroom, made with spicy smoked oyster mushrooms and queso duro sauce. Arroz & Fun carries a variety of signature coffees crafted by Cipota Coffee, including their Jocote Tonic, combining espresso, tonic water, and homemade Jocote Jam. Located at 1822 North Broadway near the Los Angeles Historic Park, Arroz & Fun is open Wednesday through Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. More info and a full menu can be found at arrozandfun.com. That's A-R-R-O-Z and fun.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from the LA Phil. It's another unforgettable summer lineup at the Hollywood Bowl with performances by Rhiannon Giddens, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Reggae Night with Damien and Stephen Marley, Air with Orchestra and Juanes. Plus, Alabama Shakes, Big Thief, Az Tropical featuring Rawayana and Bomba Estéreo, Hiatus Coyote, Snarky Puppy, and more. Tickets on sale now at HollywoodBowl.com. Hollywood Bowl. Forever summer.
Support comes from the David Nazarian College of Business and Economics at California State University, Northridge, offering a part-time evening MBA program designed for working professionals with busy lives. Apply now and invest in your future. Nazarian MBA, diverse ideas for a dynamic environment. Program application fees waived for the first 25 applicants. More information is at mba.csun.edu.
is knocking at your door. You can't survive there anymore. It's time to pack your things and go, and leave the fine folks that you know. So say goodbye to all their faces that made you feel so safe and sure, and say hello to stranger places that'll take you down all alone in the cold. But you've got to move on. Ain't that the way it goes? When obstacles stand in your way and no one hears the words you say, well, you've tried everything you can. You took more. All your new sisters and new brothers have a deep unspoken love. They're looking out for one another. They won't make you feel so alone in the cold. You can keep moving on. Ain't that the way it goes? So low, but you know you haven't turned back yet.
Donate to Bilingual Sounds, you can always support us with a follow on Instagram. Search our handle by name. We are Bilingual Sounds.
Stepping out, babe.
Hey there, friends. You have been supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3. You just heard Slippin' by the CTs, and we have Fernando Perdomo in studio with us. Thanks so much for joining me tonight.
No, this has been amazing, and you're a great interviewer, and this is great. Please support Carissa and everything here at 88.5. I mean, you guys are the heartbeat of the local scene over here, so thank you for everything you guys have done. In the 14 years I've been here in LA, you know, I've performed a lot at the different events for 885, and you guys have been very supportive of what I do and what the bands I work with do.
Oh,
it's really
thank
good.
You.
Really, really cool.
Oh,
yay!
That's such a compliment.
I love it, and also as a Valley boy, you know, Valley pride.
Yeah.
Cool.
But just before you go, do you want to tell the people where to find you, plug the socials?
So I've got a superstore, which is my Bandcamp, and it's over 100 releases, lots of crazy. I'm very prolific, and I'm going for a world record next year. I'm not going to talk about it yet, but I released 12 monthly albums and additional albums this year. I'm already on wave 6 that's almost done, but next year I'm going to do even more.
Incredible.
FernandoPerdomo.bandcamp.com. P as in Paul, E R D as in dog, O M as in Mary O. Instagram, Fernando Perdomo Guitar. Facebook, Fernando Perdomo Music. YouTube, Fernando Perdomo Music. I've got a project called Broken Sound. I've got a studio called Forward Motion Studios, which is in Sherman Oaks. I produce bands for a living. I want to produce your music if you're singing from the heart. I also play with an artist named Sam Babayan, aka the Dirty Diamond. We're playing at the Troubadour on June 6. I'm playing with an artist named Ali J from Dominican Republic at Gold Digger on the 18th of May, and the 24th of May we're playing the LA County Fair, the next fest stage. And then I have an album coming out soon with Broken Sound, and I have a project with Billy Sherwood of Yes and Dave Kirzner called Speak that we're working on a record together. And then I put out my Waves albums, which are, you know, coming out really cool, and having a singer-songwriter record called As Is out now too as well. So, you know, I'm always making music. I'm going to do music until deathbed, you know. Even
yeah.
Then, I'm going to still be making music, because really when it comes down to it, as Warren Zevon said, you got to enjoy every sandwich. And it's important for us to support our local musicians, support our friends that are making music, because it's a struggle.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to be able to make a living doing what we do. A lot of people are juggling their music careers with 2 to 3 jobs. I do that kind of because I'm producing people. I'm doing music for TV. I'm doing session work. You know, it's very difficult. But this town is so special. And I think L.A. is going to always be a beautiful place because of the success stories and the people that have owed their entire careers to being in this town. And, you know, it's the people, the transplants that come here that have made sacrifices, you know.
Yeah.
I'm actually working on a concept album, rock opera, with a songwriter named Sarah Malik, and it's all about the ups and downs of being a musician in L.A. It's about a guy from Omaha, Nebraska, who moves to L.A. to become a star. And it goes well and it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a cautionary tale, and I think we all deserve that, because there actually hasn't been a good rock opera in a long time. There's one that's really cool called Death of a Rock Star, and it's an animated rock musical by a guy named Rocket Star, who's really, really cool. But there's some good stuff. I would love to promote all my friends, but you could find them all on my page. And Marshall Crenshaw back on tour in September. We're doing a festival in Louisville, Kentucky, called Bourbon and Blues with Fish, Lumineers, Collective Soul, Ringo Starr. It's going to be really cool. But then we're
That's
back
so
on the
exciting.
Road in September, so all's good.
Yeah.
Awesome, Carissa.
A lot of stuff coming up.
I'm always working on all stuff, and I've got a lot of really talented friends, and I'd love to promote them all.
That's wonderful.
Awesome.
So, listeners, if I can have you for just a second, I'd like to thank you for spending the last hour with us. Your viewership helps small and local artists gain the exposure that they so deserve, and I would love nothing more than for you to consider checking out the people I feature on this show, following them on their socials, and most importantly, to go to shows.
Yes.
Because your presence means so much more than you know to these hardworking musicians, and being active in your scene is what this show is all about, and that is my mission. Thank you for listening. I've been your host, Carissa Kelly. Come on back next week and every week thereafter at 6 p.m. and we'll be here with a fresh perspective. Thank you so much for supporting your local scene. Good night.
Take my home.